Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Moran.
This is Jeff Ellison. It is Monday, February 6, 2012, the day after.
The day after the Super Bowl, and man, we are beat. I feel spent.
You're crashing equipment. You crashed in the
physically.
We're the only table left in the ballroom that is Radio Row, and yeah. Steven's trying to knock down our table.
All the very nice workers are all got their eyes on us saying, man, you got to go home, dog.
The staff of the JW has been the best. They're the best in the world. The state of Indiana has been the best.
So we're going to get to all of that, Jeffrey, and we'll talk maybe a little bit about
maybe
the
a little bit about the Super Bowl, just a little bit.
I mean, it was an interesting
It was only one of the greatest games of all time.
Ever?
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, so this is the final show we do from Indianapolis. People are working hard to try and get us out the door.
Because there's going to be a very important real estate banquet here in just a few hours.
real estate
you know what?
Banquet.
The Super Bowl real estate banquet, you know, things have got to move on.
Is Phil Dunphy going to be here?
Phil Dunphy is going to be here, and he's going to be talking about his six steps to successful real estate sales.
With the keys. Phil Dunphy's at the real estate conference, I'm going to be there. I love Phil Dunphy.
Because he's going to make a fool out of himself, and he's going to be there last.
Yes, and his wife
Sorry,
is actually.
Modern Family joke.
Pretty cool. Yeah, if you're not watching Modern Family, you're not watching anything.
Yes, that's right. So before us is many, many Super Bowl banners.
No, not many.
They've been beautiful.
All of them.
No. Super Bowl 1 is gone.
Well,
Super Bowl 2 is
they're
gone.
Starting
Super Bowl
to
3
take
is gone.
Them down. Yes.
Super Bowl 45 is gone.
Yes, they're starting
so
to
they
take
start
them down.
So they start on the ends, and they're moving towards the middle.
We need to go talk to Bubba over there on the scaffolding.
Bubba on the scaffolding. And I don't see think if, he'd appreciate being
I,
called
I see
Bubba.
If Bubba will give us the Super Bowl 46 banner that they're
– That is the biggest one.
Well, they're not going to use that size next year, right? They're going to make it a smaller one. It'll be Super Bowl 47. So wouldn't that be a great addition to the Rave Cave?
You want that one most. I think the one that's coolest is the Super Bowl 10. With the American flag behind the Lombardi Trophy.
Yes, but they're
that's
not going to get
Nito Bandito.
They're going to use that one again. My
or,
point
of course,
being,
Super Bowl 11 in Pasadena. This is Pasadena in beautiful letters.
My point being, if
they're
you
not
will
using
let me finish,
the big one. I
they're
know.
Not using the big one ever again.
It will be shrunk. Okay. They're going to put it in the
is
dryer.
Is that what they do?
They wash it
they
and
have
dry
a,
it.
They have a Despicable Me shrink ray.
Exactly.
And they're
no,
going to make it smaller.
They just give it to my mom to wash and it gets smaller.
Ow!
Like all the clothes that grew
Ooh,
up.
You better hope
not
Patty's
got,
not listening
well,
to the show.
Well, it's not that I got bigger. It's my clothes got smaller.
Anyways, Jeffrey, here we are, Indianapolis, getting ready to roll out. When do we roll out of town, by the way?
We need to leave about 9:30 in the morning to drive to Cincinnati.
Let's make it 9, just in case.
No, I was already accounting for Steven time.
You were
accounting.
Are you
forget
sure?
Forget something and have to come back and get
oh,
it.
Oh, snap. What have I forgotten this year? What have I forgotten anywhere this year
Seriously?
In Indy? Seriously.
Oh, in Indy. He's now reeling it into the last eight days. What have I forgotten in the last
eight days? In the last 8 days.
When Jordan drove us to the airport, did you not say, hey, boy, turn around?
We were like, we were 2 seconds.
Did you or did you not
we
say, hey, boy, turn around?
We were 2 seconds from the house.
So except for the things you forgot, what did you forget? Nothing. Nothing. I adamantly stand behind
okay.
that.
Okay. With the exception of when we were leaving my house.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, I did forget my watch, which I had fixed for the occasion so that I could have a watch.
What is it about the Miranda men needing their watches?
Watches? Benji, well, I don't go
Benji's
to
Benji's got a
Benji.
Case of them that he brought.
Yeah, but dude knows how to pick a watch with everything. You just
But he's single.
And there you go. And that's the other thing.
You can have watches or you can have women. You decide.
Well, he's got both.
Oh, no, but he's single. He doesn't have any progeny. He doesn't have any kin yet. He's feeling the need.
No.
I can see it in his
yes,
eyes.
He's
the boy's ready to say, enough watches. Let's move on with
let's
life.
Let's move on with life.
Steven's nephew was nice enough to join us and book some guests for us on Thursday and Friday, which is why Thursday and Friday was so crazy and why the sum total, I believe, of our guest bookings was 43 guests we had on
43? You counted
yes,
it?
Yes, I counted.
Well, Friday alone. Accounted for probably half of those.
Yeah.
Probably 20 came on Friday. I know people really liked that we had Kevin Cadle on over in the UK.
Hey,
all our UK
You know what people
listeners.
Liked is that he could unbutton his collar.
Yeah.
And just be himself and be more fun, Kevin.
I think also people liked Miss America.
People love Miss America.
And
people
you know what?
Adam Sandler.
Whenever I start seeing the Miss America pictures, I got to just.
It's Victor Cruz.
You know, she had the dark complexion.
She's from Northern Wisconsin.
The brunette hair. Miss America was all of that.
And a bag of chips.
She really was.
The girl is from Northern Wisconsin, Stephen.
But for her to have that tan.
That complexion.
And the hair.
I don't know
if it was just me, but the tiara that she was wearing on her head, that was the whole package right there.
Yeah. She was purdy. But there's people. Stevie, there's people that haven't. There's like nine people that have seen the interview that we did with, I'm blanking on his name. The large white man who had the very, very sad story to tell.
We had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Pat Harlow?
Pat Harlow.
Yeah.
Pat Harlow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, seriously, these videos that are up there on YouTube, there's been less than 10 people that have seen some of these.
And what you're going to see from us over the next couple of weeks is we're going to promote a lot of those videos.
We're going to edit them down.
We're going to relive Super Bowl week for you. We're already in the works of doing the best of.
Yeah.
Like the best 10 seconds of each interview, and we're going to splice it all together.
What do we do with the best 10 seconds of Sandler, where he just says, thanks, boys.
Yeah, that's
good
awesome.
Good luck, boys.
And that may be all we get a Sandler. Like,
good job, boys.
Good job, boys. That's all Sandler said at the end. Adam did not want to leave our booth. He was having way too much fun here. But when he just walks out, like, good job, boys, and he says it in that, what is it, New Jersey accent?
Yeah,
Where's he from? New York, New Jersey?
It's a New York Jersey thing, yeah. All right, good job, boys.
So, I mean, needless to say, Jeff, we rocked the house in Indianapolis. And I don't know if it's just me. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but am I, like, super sexy in Indianapolis?
In Indianapolis? Absolutely.
Yes. Really? Because.
Have you noticed how many white people are here, Stephen? Disproportionate number of white people here in the Midwest.
But you know the Speedway incident?
Yes.
And then you didn't join us. A couple
of
nights
at
some parties and stuff.
People know that if there's clubbing going on, people go, you know, Steven doesn't drink, Jeff drinks. Therefore, if there's clubbing involved,
Jeff's going to go. Yeah.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, no.
Steven still don't drink, but it doesn't mean he don't club.
I was there with Benji because, you know, he wanted to go out to the club.
The kid drove 16 hours from Dallas. For heaven's sake, 16 hours from Dallas. Give the kid a
break. So I went out with him and stuff, and a couple times he had to act like my bodyguard. Like, women just jumping on me, and I'd be like, you know what? Not going to happen.
Happily married.
Not going to happen. I have a lovely wife who has supported me. My girls have been awesome. Have you Skyped with your people? Because I've been Skyping with my girls.
I have not Skyped. I've FaceTimed with
you. FaceTime. Okay, FaceTime. I'm sorry. Yeah. I should say FaceTime.
Well, no, I'm just saying, with the advent of the iPhone 4 and the iPad, and if you've got a MacBook, you know, it's just so convenient to type in someone's email if they've registered it that way.
Yeah, right.
And the next thing you know, their computer's ringing, their phone's ringing, whatever, and you're chatting with them.
Yeah, no. I FaceTime with the girls, and it's always awesome. And to get little videos from Emma, you know, my little five years old in a week. Did you know that, Jeff?
She's not gonna bought her anything.
Dude, Valentine's Day is her birthday. She will be five.
I know when her birthday is. I just haven't bought her anything.
Get to it.
Anyways,
I don't even know if I showed you the video, but she's looking into the camera and she goes, "Say it to my face, chicken noodle." And I'm like, "Where did that come from?"
She made out of that crazy mind of hers.
What does chicken noodle mean?
To her, it means something significant. That's all you need to
know. Say it to my face, chicken noodle.
Come on.
Anyways, here we are, Jeffrey. The Super Bowl last night. We had we were a little higher than we were in Dallas.
And we don't mean with the marijuana. We mean altitude.
Altitude.
How is it that at Jerry World you could fit another 40,000 people, but it feels so much more intimate?
That is, you know what? I was going there. You stole my question.
I'm sorry about stealing your question, but
because the final total, the number that we got up on the board was 68,000. About 68,853 people. That was capacity at Lucas Oil Field. And capacity last year at the Super Bowl was a little over 100,000, right?
And mind you, our section of seats couldn't have been steeper to climb.
Right. We were up.
I mean, you really need a stepladder. I mean, you are climbing a ladder to get up to our seats.
I'm not exaggerating when I say we were about 20 rows from the top.
From the ceiling.
I mean, that's how high we were.
From the ceiling.
20 rows from the seating at Luxor Stadium. But you know what? It was great. You managed to grab some great pictures. And like the first three touchdowns,
yeah,
we had them all. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, it was
the
nice safety, them to score in our end zone. That was very nice.
They kept
nice
coming our way.
They did. And then at the end of the quarter, they flipped the field around.
Do you know that the only touchdown that did not get scored on our end of the field was the Bradshaw one where he didn't even want the touchdown. He tried to kneel and sit on his butt, but his momentum carried his big old butt into the end zone to get the touchdown there. That's the only one that was not scored on our end of the field.
Right. All the rest were in our end zone, and we are so grateful for that just fluke of reality working out as it did.
Which, once again, people, we said it all the way before we came out here. If you are just following our podcast and not watching the videos and all of the pictures that we have put up through Twitter and Facebook throughout the week, you're missing out on some good
stuff. The fact that I was able to put up on Facebook, not through Twitter, because I still haven't figured that out completely yet, but through Facebook, pretty much every 90 seconds, I was putting up another picture from the press conferences with a quote on Facebook. So it's like you are there in the press conferences in real time.
Yes.
You don't even need NFL Network. You got us.
That's the way it is.
Then we take the really great pictures. The great pictures are coming.
Yes.
These are just the ones with the phone to throw up there on the internet to have them up real quick.
I imported every single picture that was taken from
when we got here. This week?
I imported, Jeffrey, from day one.
Yeah.
You know who your first shot was, though?
Day one.
In Indianapolis?
I took a picture of the corn. And
no, I didn't get the cornfield. Was that on the camera? I don't think that was your phone.
Oh.
I'm talking about on the camera, the big camera.
I have no idea.
The first picture, Michael Irvin.
Michael, not bad.
Not bad.
Playmaker on.
The first picture, and it ended with the press conferences last night. 1,873 pictures got imported to my computer.
Why didn't I take 2,000 pictures?
Well, I was hoping for the 2,000.
Because I wasn't keeping track, actually. I wasn't trying
to set some record. We have one more day.
We do, and we're going to see the city after we pack up all of our junk.
Go out to the Super Bowl city. What if they still have the zip line up?
Steven, there's a reasonable chance that they still have the NFL experience up.
Ooh. No, that's going to be that's out because they started. Because when Ben and I were leaving yesterday, they were tearing it down.
Man,
they were packing.
Some of us had to work all week.
I know they were packing some of that stuff up. But anyways, Jeff.
Does that mean we can go to St. Elmo's?
We don't have much time here. We have
make my eyes bleed, supposedly.
I don't like to be the guy that overstays his welcome, but we've almost done that. We are the last ones here.
Well, we have a ballroom full of guys, and many of whom are questioning, when the heck are these guys getting out of
here? Yeah, they are working hard.
We're vacuuming around them.
Yeah.
We're laying cables around them.
Yeah.
We are doing everything we can to not bother these nice gentlemen.
Phil Dunphy's in the house later on.
Phil Dunphy later in the house coming
on
with his real estate.
That might not be real.
Keys to real estate success.
Is there another key?
I know you're asking yourself, is there another key?
No, that's not what I asked.
No, you are asking yourself, is there another key?
I got to go watch that show.
Phil.
Trish, I know you're listening. Let's watch that when I get back, okay?
Is there another key?
I want to watch that.
Get ready to take down the big banner, Steve.
All right.
The big banner.
Look, big banner.
Watch where he's carrying
it. Okay, wait.
Watch where he's carrying
it. All right.
You draw attention. This is my
pet peeve number 10
about Steven.
Sometimes, I make pet peeves now?
Sometimes when there's a time to be really stealth, Steven will, like, shout out attention to himself. Like, yo, brother, what are you doing with that pen? I want to take it for myself. I'm like, dude, you want to steal these. You don't want to have it given to you.
Well, there you go. Isn't that crazy? Here's my pet peeve. The white man is trying to steal something.
Hell yes.
The black man is just saying, could I have it, please? And if they say yes, then I'll take it. And if they say no,
I'll say thank you very much. Got where we are.
You just stole stuff.
Steal.
That's right. You just went to Africa and stole a whole bunch of black men.
That's right. And look, if they don't give it to you, you got to take it. And now, look, see, my thing is, Steven, what's the mathematical probability of us going over, may I have this? And them going, sure, what's the chance
of that? You don't know.
1 in 10. 1 in 10, what's the chance of that?
-8.
No, you can't. You can't do that with.
I know you hate that.
Give me 110%.
Oh, my pet peeve number 11 from Steven.
Seriously. You give him a 1 to 10 scale and he wants to go 11, minus 12.
Okay.
A 1 to 10 scale, what's the chance of them giving
one.
A 1?
A 1.
I put it at a 2. Somebody might be feeling really happy and
yes.
just go, here you go. I shouldn't give this
they're
to
just
you.
Throwing. Are they throwing those away?
We don't know, Steve, which is
Let's
why we have to finish and
somebody.
Go find the trash bin
yes.
and steal it out of the trash bin.
No, they're not throwing
stealing
away.
It
they're actually
– they look like they're being careful with
they're
them.
They're leveling them all one on top
sure
of each
now
other.
He's at the Super Bowl 46 banner right
yes.
now. And he's got to make that little – what do you call
five
that
$5 says they go around the big one.
Oh,
they're
going to
go around the big one and continue with the little ones.
If they're smart, just for no other reason than for us, for the show.
Yep, there you
Although
go.
Although they shouldn't block my view with these
yes.
tables all stacked.
They are moving.
High.
Oh, wait. They're – no. Yep, they're going to the – no. No, he's moving up.
This is good radio, Steven.
This
yes.
is, he's moving up.
Yes. No.
He's moving up
yes,
to the big
no,
one.
The big
yeah. –
what do you call that thing?
The big banner.
Crane? No, the thing he's on.
That's a bucket. They call it a bucket.
Okay. It's a big hydraulic lift is
bucket.
What it is, actually.
Yes.
In football, they call it bucket,
I call it
because,
the bucket
that's
because
where they film
yes,
from.
That's right.
But he ain't filming. He's doing work from
he's
up
not.
There. And
be very careful with that one. It's mine.
Don't draw attention.
Be very careful with it.
Don't draw attention to us. Now he wants to know what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, I know. He can't. He can't hear me.
Stop
before.
His words.
But anyways,
come down, and he's
here's
union,
the
so he doesn't care.
I know, but he's got a smile on his face. He's got, at least got a smile on his face, right? Anyways, Jeff, we got to get going. So let's talk about football.
Shall we talk
Let's
about
talk
football?
About Super Bowl 46.
The Indianapolis – sorry. The Indianapolis Colts hosted in their beautiful stadium.
No, they did. Yeah, they did host. The New York Giants and the New England Patriots.
New England
but before,
Patriots won the
before
coin
we
toss.
Get to the
they
game,
called tails.
The first
tails
thing,
never fails, and it was heads.
The first thing we got to say, though, before we get going, Indianapolis has been fantastic.
Great
the
city.
The people, the weather, the parties, the clubs, the NFL experience, the hotels,
the
and then finally
and the, children.
The great game at the end.
There it is. It's coming
and
down,
it,
Steven.
It is. Super Bowl 46 is officially down. It is over. There's nothing else to say.
Sad.
What can you say about the game, Jeffrey, before we get out of here?
What I could say about the game
and
is,
start packing up ourselves.
Is that I don't suspect this is the greatest Super Bowl of all time. I can
no.
think of a couple that were better.
So can I.
But I think this if this goes immediately to the top 10, probably goes to the top 7, maybe the top 5 of Super Bowls ever played. The drama in this game, and I like that my prediction came true, which is I said a team would go up by a couple scores early, and then the other team would battle back, and this was going to go back and forth. I fancied it to the Chelsea match the other day, where it was 3-0 at half, and or just after the half.
And it ended 3-3.
And it ended up 3-3. 3-3
tie.
You don't know. And that's what I said with this game. It's going to be too close. Steve and I, the one consistent message from us was, give the points to the Giants. Take the points
yes.
with the Giants
yes.
and be happy, because no matter what, this game will not be decided by New England by 3 or more.
It was
no matter what.
And if the Giants don't score at the end, the Patriots win by 2.
Exactly.
17-15.
Exactly.
So,
but if Tom Brady, if Gronk catches that improbable Hail Mary at the end of the game, they win by 3.
Yes.
But again, it was never by more than 3, which
never
is the one thing
three.
We promised.
Never
this
by
game
more.
Would be fantastic, and it was.
And it was close, and it came down to the wire. And once again, you got to hand it to Eli. Look, just
– he's
just,
got that thing in a big bunch. He just threw it
Here's
on the
floor. Thing, Jeffrey. The game 4 years ago against the Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Yeah.
They're down.
A lot of similarities.
Tom Brady takes his team down, scores a touchdown, take a 14-10 lead.
Why is the man in the suit holding this banner?
Leave it alone. So 14. So this time it's a 17-15 lead. They force the Patriots to punt, and now Eli's got to drive them 78 yards.
Okay.
And his first pass, Kashmir. Cashmere. Say it with
Somebody,
me, people.
Cashmere.
I know you don't understand, but just say it with me. Cashmere.
Mario
Manningham.
And just in that
Manningham.
Moment, someone on Facebook had posted, where's David Tyree when we need him?
Cashmere.
Showed
Mario
up at that moment.
Cashmere
Manningham
makes a great catch on the sideline. I don't even know. He got limp legs. That's what I'm calling it, Jeff. He made limp
yes,
legs
yes, yes.
for his feet to come down
he willed,
inside.
He willed his knees.
Maintained control of the ball through the ground, all the way up, stood up. Mario, and I'm not making fun of him, people. His middle name is Cashmere.
And he is smooth.
Manningham, and it was like silk.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was a great game, great outcome. And I must say to the New England Patriots, they were good sports. They stayed at their podiums. Yeah, Giselle had a moment with the, with some people.
Yeah,
but
what
you
is
know
that?
What? It was her first Super
what
Bowl,
is super
mo- I'm not
supermodel Giselle Bunchen cursing out some Giants fan at the end of the game.
Because they're being critical of her husband.
And
she's never been in that position before.
You can't.
I wish people would leave her alone.
Yelling the
leave
F-
her you can- alone.
F-bomb? Seriously?
Yeah, if someone's criticizing my husband.
So
me,
you're okay. You're okay,
I'm okay with
F-bomb.
My wife yelling F you to somebody who's really? Being critical of me. Because what she's saying yeah. is she loves me. And if you're a supermodel and you're married to Tom Brady, I got to get the Pasadena one.
What she's saying is she loves me.
She's saying that she loves you. And that's
really?
What she's saying.
And what I'm going to say is, honey, first of all, you don't throw F-bombs. Second of all, you do not ever. I don't care if you are the prettiest woman in the entire world.
Oh,
you do
wait, you
not
are.
Throw my wide receivers under the bus. Ever. You
well,
don't do it.
She doesn't get that. She's not an athlete. She's
okay.
a supermodel.
Right, but she can.
See,
that's what she said.
Supermodels throw each other
under the bus all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. But you. But she can't. I'm okay that she threw the F word. That's
yeah.
emotion.
Okay, thank you.
That's, you know,
but the
my
West
team
Walker
just
thing,
lost.
She should have been taught
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but the whole thing that, yeah, my husband can't blank throw the ball and blank catch the ball. You know, those guys should have been catching the balls. They dropped too many of them. She can't be throwing his wide receivers under the bus. So that's all I'm going to say about Giselle other than how you doing.
that's beautiful.
All right, Jeffrey, anything else that
yeah,
you
I do.
Want? Yes, Jeff wants – he's got the score up now.
Shush.
21-17
well, the people
is the final.
Were
you
nice
should
enough
give it.
To give it 21-17.
They did give
to
you
to the New York
internet.
Giants. We got internet here. Peyton Manning, 30 of 40, 296 yards and one touchdown. Eli Manning. I said Peyton. I'm sorry. I caught myself.
Yes.
Eli Manning.
Yeah. I know you. Look, the dude is laughing at you because you said Peyton. You meant Eli. He meant Eli. He
did
really
laugh
did.
At me. Tom Brady, 27 of 41, two TDs, 276 yards. The law firm rushing 10 yards for 44 carries.
I do have to say this about Tom Brady, though. He was, and I don't think anybody does this to Tom Brady better than the New York Giants. They rattle him.
Oh, heavens,
every
yes.
game they have played against him, going back to Super Bowl 42, they know how to get after Tom Brady and rattle him. They only sacked him twice, but every time I looked up, Tom Brady's on the ground and he smacked. He starts the game by throwing a
safety yeah.
right? Because he, although I question that, I'm going to come to Tom's defense on that
yeah.
one. When he released the football, the wide receiver was in the middle of the field.
Yep.
And you, I guess the refs don't take that into account. But when he released the football, he knew where he was going with the ball. People are trying to make it look. I know you want
the
this
only
Pasadena.
One I want.
Jeff is eyeing it with lust.
It says Pasadena.
He's licking his
town.
Lips, people.
I'm cleaning that, the
see,
corners
this is
of my mouth where there's food.
Oh, is that what it is? Because yeah. it looked like you were licking your lips like,
no,
ooh, that's a
it says keep Pasadena.
My eyes on
it. Keep my eyes on it.
The one I do not want is Super Bowl IX with the banjo and stuff. That must have been in New Orleans.
I'm guessing it was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay, so the New York Giants rushed for 109 yards combined between Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs.
I mean, so here you are. You're in the Super Bowl. You worked all your life to get to the Super Bowl, and they hand you the ball at the six-yard line and the parting of the seas.
Yeah.
And everybody's telling you, don't score the touchdown. Go down.
Eli had told him that.
Yes.
The offensive coordinator,
yes,
whom you had a nice
Kevin
interview
Gilbride.
That we'll go up later.
Yes.
Kevin Gilbride told him that.
Yes.
Coughlin says he didn't tell anybody.
No,
that.
No. Coughlin was like, we're going to score a touchdown. But everybody else was telling him, go down at the one because they're not going to try and tackle you.
They had practiced this apparently. However, what they hadn't practiced was the velocity of game speed.
And the velocity of Bradshaw's big old booty.
Right into the end zone.
The momentum of Bradshaw's big old booty, even though he tried to tap down at the one, he tried to stop, but it just carried him into the end zone. Touchdown. And you know what? That was actually good because Brady was this close to getting them in field goal range. If he didn't have to try and score a touchdown at the end of the game, he would have gotten them in field goal range. We would have had overtime at Super
if
Bowl.
Belichick doesn't call the timeout to challenge the Bradshaw catch or
there
the Manningham catch.
There you go.
The Cashmere catch. So there you go. That's what we've got. We will be back with you folks soon. We're going to probably take a few days off, fly home, get some sleep. And our
sleep?
Get
what
to
is
know
that,
our families
man? You sleep when you
bit.
Die.
Get to know our families a little bit. We've
yeah,
been here
we
for
have.
8 days.
I did get a very nice drawing from Emma saying, Daddy, only one more wake up before you come home. So she's
aww.
Excited. Yeah, she counts wake-ups. The number of times she wakes
good
up.
Good reason. When you wake up, you want to see daddy.
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
Only one more, and I will be there to give her big hugs and kisses and stuff. So that's all the time. We're saying goodbye to Indianapolis.
Love this place.
We have loved you.
I'll come back anytime.
And we hope that you have done enough. And we believe, Jeff and I both believe, have done enough to host another Super Bowl in Indianapolis. It has been fantastic. I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Felsen. And now I'm realizing that they still have to take down these ring banners.
Oh,
and would you like to have one of these cowboy ring banners one?
Wow. That one right over there. I see it. Super Bowl 30. I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Felsen.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.